Dakota State. Hello, Gene Taylor. Nice tie you have on.
Well, thank you. I got my little NDSU tie and, yeah, ready to go.
Are you dressed warm enough? Because it's not really all that warm out
there. Well, I got an extra coat in the car, so I'll be running back and forth between here and the Pep Fest and then back here tonight. So,
how are things going? It seems like, aside from maybe some travel problems for everybody, including myself, I've seen a lot of Bison people around town. It seems like the football team is loose and prepared and everything is ready to go. Is that
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, we were probably the most fortunate, although our second plane had a little trouble getting down here. But from a team's perspective, everything's gone very smooth. We haven't had any major issues. Obviously, we're staying at the same hotel we stayed last year, so that's familiar. The routine has become familiar for us. And so all those things fell into place pretty well. But I know we had a lot of our fans and support group that have been having difficulties getting here. But you're right. It's downtown this morning, and there was a lot of green and gold running around already.
Does it make a difference? And I'm sure that it does, from both an administrative standpoint and even from an athlete standpoint, just to be so familiar. I mean, the first year, people came down and went, whoa, this is kind of cool. The second year was like, okay, we got it. Now the third year, I saw some of the players in the field yesterday, and they're taking photos and dancing and doing all. They're very relaxed and very comfortable.
They're very relaxed, and I think that's a good thing. And, you know, I remember our first year, like you said, we had 3 weeks to prepare. So from an administrative perspective, Towson being the first time they were going through it, I think was probably scrambling because of the holidays fell right after that semifinal game. So that helped a lot, as our staff was, you know, from the ticketing staff and all the work they put into it and just the preparation of getting the buses and the hotels, all that stuff fell into place. But I think from a team's perspective, yeah, we're very comfortable. I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing, but they are a loose group and they're having fun and they should be having fun.
Well, this team is so experienced, and as we've seen throughout the playoffs, if they're could have been any distractions with the coaching change and whatnot, there hasn't been. On the field, it's been they're crushing everybody. So from an experience standpoint, from a talent standpoint, I think they're going to be ready to go tomorrow.
Yeah, I we'll see today. Obviously, the Friday practice, you know, they start getting lasered in pretty well. And you're right. If they were able to get through the change of Coach Bowles' announcement and then the Chris Kleiman's and then the coaches, you know, some going to Wyoming, some not, and all those kind of things, and still be able to come out and perform. I think that's, again, why we always refer back to that senior leadership and their experience. And, what you know, they have some pretty clear goals in mind, and one of them is win this game on Saturday. And I don't think, you know, I don't see anything. You know, obviously Towson's a good football team, and they're going to get in the way, but any other outside distractions aren't certainly going to affect, I don't think, how they play.
Any new twists this year from what you've seen in terms of just the preparation or from the fan standpoint or administration? Because to me, it's been business as usual. Everything just keeps getting more and more honed. And like Sherry Schmidt at the Alumni Association, she has the pep rally tonight down to the minute of what's going to happen. It just seems like things keep getting better. Anything?
Yeah, nothing really new. It's actually kind of interesting. I was talking to Tom Burnett, the Southland Conference Commissioner, and he was saying that, you know, the committee was a little worried that they may should try to do something different this year because are we going to get bored with it? You know, should we do a different barbecue? And he was like, well, wait a minute. Towson's never been here before. Yeah. Let's give them a chance to experience. And yes, and our kids have. They've loved every minute of it. But they've gotten better every year in terms of their preparation. Everything falls right into place. A ton of support from the folks in Frisco, they call it Team Frisco, the Southland Conference, and everything just runs really, really smoothly.
It almost does feel like this is an NDSU event now, though. I mean, it really does. As an outsider, it's like, well, okay, we're going back down to Frisco again. Let's make the plans. The whole town is ready for you guys, it's a good feeling, but yet it's kind of an entitled thing too, that fans are taking their vacation time around this week.
It's just
crazy.
You know, and it really is. And I think if you go to the local restaurants and bars, you see a lot of NDSU flags and support this system. So, you know, had we not won, obviously, I don't know what Frisco would have done this week. But you know,
probably.
I've told a couple of people this. I asked Bear Mosso when we first got to Frisco on Wednesday. I said, were you a little nervous when we threw the pick six and fumbled? He goes, yeah. And he says, but I knew we would come back. So he used the
word we. Nice. Very nice. Gene Taylor, the athletic director at North Dakota State, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. Okay, after tomorrow, the game is going to be played at 1 o'clock. NDSU is favored by any reasonable person, and if they win or lose it, the game's going to be over at 4 o'clock, whatever the heck the time is going to be. What's going to happen then in terms of the future of the football program? Is Chris Kleiman the head coach at 4 o'clock tomorrow, or what's the process?
Well, pretty much, because, you know, Craig will go out. He's getting an award, I think, next on Monday out in California, and then I think he's going to go from there to Wyoming. The staff that is going to Wyoming will probably pick up and leave either Sunday or Monday, And then Chris on Sunday, when we get back, he's got his staff that we're trying to get all hired, as many of them as we can, and they're going to get the road, you know, recruiting. I don't know. They can actually go out early next week. But so, yeah, as of, you know, 4 o'clock, we'll, you know, Craig will still be the head coach for the post-event stuff. And once the team leaves, then, yeah, Chris, we'll get back to Fargo, and Chris will be the head coach, and Craig will be the head coach of Wyoming.
When are the announcements going to be made with the coordinators and some of the assistants?
We hope
Chris
soon. We're doing all the paperwork now and making sure everybody's following the process back in Fargo. I think we got word that everybody's been cleared, so I'm assuming we'll probably do that tomorrow. Actually, not tomorrow, probably Sunday when we get back. Probably make those announcements.
How are you as an athletic director looking at this? I know that from a fan's perspective, it's like, boy, NDSU's losing a great coach and he's moving on, and good for him. But I think a lot of people are also saying, you know what, Craig made the decision. Let's all move on. Let's see what Chris Kleiman can do. Let's give him every opportunity to be successful. Do you look at it that same way? It's like, hey, it's a fresh breath of fresh air.
It's a new change, and obviously we're excited for Craig, and what he and his staff have accomplished here is nothing short of phenomenal, and it'll go down in history, obviously the winningest coach we've ever had. But, you know, sometimes change is not a bad thing, and I think Craig, as he said publicly, you know, I don't know that I could have done any more. I was looking for that new challenge. So good for him that he's going to get it, and a great opportunity for Chris. I think the players are clearly excited about Chris being their head coach. I know the recruits that he's talked to are still very committed to NDSU, those that have committed. So it is. It's going to be a new, fun opportunity to see Chris grow and then see the staff put together and see how he does.
And I know that people are sad to see this group of seniors go, and this has been a special run here, and everybody's excited about it. But I don't think, from my perspective, that fans should get too nervous about the team being bad next year, because they're not going to be bad next year.
No,
the Beisner are going to be just fine.
I think if you look at this junior class, they're probably going, hey, wait a minute, guys, you know, we're pretty good too, and you've got some pretty good players coming, and you've got some really good young players that we haven't really seen a lot of. We've seen some in the later games when they get out and perform. There's a good, talented group of football players led by some really good juniors and followed up with some sophomores and freshmen the cupboard's not empty, that's for sure.
There's a chance, I'll make the prediction now, there's a chance that we could be back here again next year. I do believe that. I think that NDSU is a strong enough program, and it's reached the level, again, with a lot of credit to Craig Bohl for building this. What's here is that it's not going to be a 3-7 team or 3-8 team next year. It could very easily be an 8-3 or 9-2 team, and we could be right back here in Frisco again next year.
You know, it's all about positioning yourself for that playoff run, and the more home games you can get, the better off you are, and clearly that's helped us the last 3 years without question. And if we can position ourselves where we can get a top seed and play a couple games at home, the chances of coming back here, like you said, are, because there's still going to be some good, very good leadership. You know, you're going to have a new quarterback, so you're going to have some key positions that are going to be new. But yeah, there's a chance that if they put themselves in the right position, they can be back here again next year.
Cool, man. Get over to practice. Let's see what's happening.
Yeah, we're going to go there. And, you know, that's the cool thing they do. They bring the former players out. Which is really right at the end of practice. Craig brings the current players, the former players, says a few words. They all handshake. It's really kind of and that's grown. I think the first year we had 85. I think we've got over 200 former players.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
200
cool.
Former players coming back today.
Get over there then. Stop doing radio and get over there. Thanks, Gene.
Thanks, Mike.
You bet. Gene Taylor, athletic director at North Dakota State.